You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Janak mshagoid avantuchun hayu barzankene yevur vor hayrini yakeglisvin hon hayrini kvochche. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it, and wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning. It is Sunday, May the 20th. Established here in Providence in 1947, and now in our 71st year of broadcasting, you're listening to the longest Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իս դունելու մեջ անանցին մնացո ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց զդաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն, Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have two deaths this last week. Horant Hushanyan of Scituate passed away peacefully on Thursday, May 3rd. He was the beloved husband of the late Ellen May Hushanyan, with whom he celebrated 48 years of marriage. Born in Jerusalem in 1936, son of the late Abraham and Zaruhi Hushanyan, he immigrated to the United States in 1954 to attend the University of Rhode Island to study chemistry. Horant began his career at Technic Incorporated in 1959 and was promoted to chief chemist in 1963. He was named vice president in 1967, executive vice president in 1981, and president in 1986. He was elected and served as national president of the American Electroplaters Society from 1985 to 1986. Horant continued working and remained president of Technic, Inc. until his passing. Horant leaves behind two daughters, Randy Perry and her husband Thomas of Foxborough, and Robin Porter and her husband Jason of Needham, Massachusetts. He was also the cherished and proud papa of four grandchildren, Mac, Faith, Ethan, and TJ. Horant was a caring brother of Araxi Hushanyan of Cranston and Sue Bailey of New Hampshire. Horant was a thoughtful, generous, and humble man. He was widely admired and respected by all who knew him and greatly loved and adored by his family. Horant loved Technic and working outdoors. His greatest love and priority was always his family, and he will be incredibly missed. Funeral services were held Friday from Bellows Funeral Home in Lincoln. Our condolences to his family. And in North Kingston, Sylvia Avedisian Long, 85, passed away at home, lovingly surrounded by her family on Saturday, May 12th. She was a beloved wife of the late Lloyd Long. Born in Providence, she was daughter of the late Garabed and Haiganush Avedisian, predeceased by her brother Vaughan Avedisian. Mrs. Long and her husband owned and operated Lloyd Long Oldsmobile in Warwick from 1968 until their retirement in 1996. She was a member and served on the board of Rhode Island Automobile Dealers Association. Sylvia was a member of St. Saga and St. Messrop Church and served on the parish council for 6 years. She was a long-standing and active member of the Women's Guild and a benefactor to the Cultural Committee, bazaars, and other fundraising events. Sylvia served as treasurer of St. Saga and St. Messrop Armenian Language School and was a generous donor to the Eastern Diocese of the Armenian Church of America. Most recently, Sylvia was a founding member of the Central High School Alumni Association and in the establishment of the Association Scholarship Fund. In 2003, Mrs. Long established the Vaughan Avedisian Memorial Fund, which has awarded numerous scholarships to worthy students from the Armenian community in Central High School. Earlier this year, the fund was renamed the Sylvia Avedisian Long and Vaughan Avedisian Memorial Fund to recognize the generosity and loving spirit of the Avedisian siblings. Mrs. Long was a 40-year resident of North Kingston and active in the Podrick Point Fire District Association. She served as treasurer of the association for over 10 years. She loved the idyllic setting, view, and wildlife offered by Podrick Point. Mrs. Long leaves behind 3 stepchildren, Frank, Robert, and Mary Jane, 4 cherished grandchildren, Christopher, Carly, William, and Benjamin, sister-in-law Marie Avedisian, nieces Lori and Christine and nephew Kevin, cousins Zilda Medici, godchild Sophie DiBerardis, daughter-in-law Nancy Roberts, and many other cousins. Funeral services were held yesterday from St. Saga and St. Messrop Church. Our condolences to her family and with our Dottie Litzes. May 20th, 1991. Today is the 27th Dottlet of Leon Kalustjin. May 20th, 2011, today is the 7th Dottlet of Didarhide Aram Murajan. May 20th, 2015, today is the 3rd Dottlet of Lorena Janjigyan. May 20th, 2010, today is the 8th Dottlet of Markar Markarian. May 21st, 1983, Monday is the 35th Dottlet of Margaret Arakalian. May 21st, 2003, Monday is the 15th Dottlet of Sue Aharonian. May 21st, 04, Monday is the 14th Dottlet of Sarah Asadorian. May 22nd, 1997, Tuesday is the 21st Dottlet of Satanik Avedisian Goulet. May 22nd, 2005, Tuesday is the 13th Dottlet of Anahit Saribekyan. May 22nd, 2005, it is also the 13th Dottlet of George Kevok Airashan. May 23rd, 2000, Wednesday is the 18th Dottlet of Edward Norigyan. May 23rd, 03, Wednesday is the 15th Dottlet of Aram Juarjan. May 23rd, 05, Wednesday is the 13th Dottlet of James Atanian. May 23rd, 2013, Wednesday is the 5th Dottlet of Julia Martin. May 24th, 2010, Thursday is the 8th Dottlet of Alice Vardabedian. May 25th, 2017, Friday is the 1st Dottlet of Gloria Zarugyan. May 25th, 2010, Friday is the 8th Dottlet of Mary Hanoyan. May 25th, 2001, Friday is the 17th Dottlet of Albert Meldonian. May 25th, 02, Friday is the 16th Dottlet of Barkev Vartanian. May 25th, 05, Friday is the 13th Dottlet of Mary Uramian. May 26th, 2000, Saturday is the 18th Dottlet of Jacob Antanoshan. May 26th, 04, Saturday is the 14th Dottlet of Alice Stepanian. May 26th, 03, Saturday is the 15th Dottlet of Leon Hagopian. May 26th, 05, Saturday is the 13th Dottlet of Dr. Charles Bogosian Jr. May 26, 2006, Saturday will be the 12th Dottlet of Roxy Nigerian. May 26, 2013, Saturday will be the 5th Dottlet of Robert Demergen. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin. No. going to listen to a song. It's from the Anush Hinyag CD, especially for Sylvia Long. So now, you all know my program is pre-recorded, so technically last night, Saturday night, was the Nights of Artan Armenian Radio Hour celebration, so I should be really tired right now, but it's only Friday. But anyway, so next Sunday, my point is, next Sunday, I'll give you the rundown of the event, but right now, let's go to our coming events. So today, Sunday, May 20th, Providence ARF Krisapor Gomide celebrates Shushi. Remember the Chanasor expedition? It is the picnic in memory of St. Vartanans Church parking lot today. Hopefully it's a gorgeous day out. May 20th today, 12 noon to 2 o'clock, Chanasor picnic. And we're going to play some picnic music a little bit later on in the show. You can enjoy shish kebab, losh kebab chicken dinners. It's $15 per dinner. Served with pilaf, fresh grilled vegetables, bread, salad, soda, water. Providence AYF Juniors are selling pinkberry ice cream as well. It's the first picnic of the season. Make sure you're at St. Vartanans Church this afternoon after church service till 2 o'clock. It's the annual Chanasor picnic. And with that, we're going to go to Paul. Thank you.
Anus yervat garota Otari beslali sem Anus siro karotem Inçam pen karota Sirdes yervat garota Otari beslali sem Anus siro karotem He ari arcan Şudari arcan Elçen bi manayez He ari arcan Şudari arcan Elçen bi manayez Sa galise, atkin artum lalise, çambadı ve gaysare, sirdı sartum lalise. Ariste sa galise, atkin artum lalise, çambadı ve gaysare, sirdı sartum lalise. He ari arçan, şu dari arçan, elçem di manayez. He ari arçan, şu dari arçan, elçem di manayez.
With our local news, AYFYOARF second annual Cinco de Mayo taco dinner, Thursday, May 24th, the Raymond Auditorium. Dinner and talent show at 7 o'clock, adults $12, children under 12, $8. Donations are appreciated, proceeds used for the bus expenses for junior seminar. Checks payable to Providence AYF Junior Chapter 7, Armenia Street, Providence. Remember, this is the AYFYOARF second annual Cinco de Mayo taco dinner. Thursday, this Thursday night, May 24th, Aramean Auditorium. It's a dinner and a talent show beginning at 7 o'clock. And that takes us into Labor Day weekend. We have a very busy weekend. And I need my next musical guest here. Let's see. Bobby Mbogoshan. Armenian Cultural Association of America, Providence ARF Kristapor Gomide, 100th anniversary of the First Republic of Armenia celebration concert. Monday, May 28th, 4 to 5:30, Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, 30 Fenner Street, featuring the Armenian Chorale of Rhode Island, Greater Worcester Armenian Chorale, special appearance by famed soloist Babin Boghoshan, conductor Maestro Constantine. Net proceeds will be donated to the Armenian Relief Society's Wounded and Disabled Soldiers Project. This is free and open to the public. Again, Monday, May 28th, 4 to 5:30, Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul. Let's listen to a little bit more of Babin Baroshan, who will be making a special appearance at this event. Memorial Day weekend, believe it, it's here already. So next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. On Monday of Memorial Day, as we've been doing for a very long time, we always remember those that came before us. Every Memorial Day, and this one is May 28th at 9 a.m., since a monument was created by the Uramian Sisters to honor their parents and all the others that found a safe haven in the Smith Hill section of Providence. Crowds have gathered at the corner of Chalkstone and Douglas Avenues in Providence. The Providence Hominutemen and the Men's Club of Saints Vartanans Church invite our entire community to join in as we continue to honor the first arrivals. Men were the first to arrive. They lived in homes as groups, worked in the old mills, saved every penny they made and sent for loved ones. Some went back and fought for the French as gamavors against the Turk and then returned to their new homes. Many went back and brought what little was left of their once large families. Most had lost everything and everyone that was once part of their lives. They came from places like Palu, Kharpet, Sepasja, Tikranagert, and all over the lands our ancestors had called home for 3,000 years. They managed somehow to learn a new language, to provide for their families, to be decent and respectful people, to build homes and businesses, to save Sundays for church and their families. Actually, I have to add to this, Stephen, they spent many days in the church. Back in the old days, that was their social lives. Every day was at the church. They sent their first generation off to Europe. The next generations went to conflicts like Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East, and wherever else they were needed. They were proud Armenian Americans and set down a foundation that we have all built upon. Let's gather as a community once again in great numbers. Refreshments will be down the street at the Brooklyn Tea House, an old Irish market where men later would gather daily to play cards and share stories. Please mark your calendars and make sure you are in attendance Monday morning, 9 a.m. It's a very quick service. It's no more than 15 minutes. They place beautiful little red flowers in its it's in respect for all that have come before us, but also we remember our own parents and grandparents. And, you know, we all end up at the cemetery with those red flowers to plant. And it's just something that we do every Memorial Day morning. And it would be great if we had a large turnout for this wonderful, wonderful remembrance. So, again, that is Monday morning, May 28th. Alrighty, and with that, that takes us into June, believe it or not. I can't believe, I don't know where the time is going. So, let's see, June 2nd, Saturday evening, St. Sag and St. Mesrop Church's Cultural Committee presents the annual Children's Talent Show, Reflections of Armenian Youth. Saturday evening, June 2nd, 7 o'clock sharp, Agavin Auditorium. Program highlights will be students of the Cultural Committee's Arts Education classes doing dance with the Nazeli group, the art exhibit with sculptures, solo singers, a junior choir, and several musical instruments. Let us encourage our talented young people with a large attendance. Who knows, one day they could be on America's Got Talent. You never know. Any youngsters wishing to participate in the talent show, please call Jana Gwagamian at 861-3573. 861-3573. Donations, $5 at the door. Children 16 and under, no charge. Talent show is open to the entire Rhode Island Armenian community. Children's Talent Show, June 2nd. All right, with that, we're going to go to Artie Barsamian because I need a break. Remember I said there's a picnic today? I got my picnic music. Let's listen to a few beats of that before we go into some more news. Kale Kale over to St. Vartanans Church today for the annual Chanasor picnic. already. With that, we're going to go to St. Sykes, St. Misrip Church's Armenian-style breakfast buffet, Sunday, June 3rd, immediately following church services. All you can eat, eggs with basma, sujuk, and tomatoes, hash browns, pancakes, toast, English muffins, etc. Adults, $18. Children, $4. Breakfast buffet, basma and eggs, sujuk and eggs, Sunday, June 3rd. Wow, that's going to... Don't forget, June 3rd, Sunday, breakfast buffet, all you can eat. We'll leave this picnic music on in the background as we go through some more events that's happening in our area. Alrighty, so Monday, June 25th, I've told you about this for a few weeks now, the Armenian Youth Foundation's 19th annual golf tournament will be held once again at the Franklin Country Club in Franklin, Massachusetts, location of many prestigious MGA and USGA events. For those who have not played the course, it also holds the distinction of abutting another iconic piece of real estate, AYF Camp Hayastan. The tournament is one of the foundation's signature fundraising events each year, which in turn allows the organization to continue to provide financial support to a wide range of organizations benefiting Armenian American youth. 2018 beneficiaries include the AYF's National Junior Seminar, Watertown Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts. The tournament will feature three divisions of players scheduled for a 12 o'clock shotgun start. Box lunches will be provided on the course. Registration and access to the course's 8-acre practice facility begins at 10:30 in the morning. In addition to awards for divisional champions, closest to the pin, and longest drive, the golf committee is also planning an awards dinner, prize raffle, live auction following the tournament. For more information on the event, contact Stepan Kanarian, 617-733-2918. Call Stephen Stepan, 617-733-2918. For this great golf tournament, you don't want to miss out. And again, remember, registration beginning at 10:30, shotgun start at noontime. There's a cocktail reception at 5:15. Awards banquet goes 6:15 to 7:30. And you can also, if you don't play, you can go to the dinner or you could be a sponsor. There are tea sponsors that are needed. And again, remember, the foundation helps so many worthwhile entities. So please consider, if you can't play golf, just make a donation, sponsor a tea. Golf committee, you know, they do a great job putting this together. They have so many different divisions. They have the three divisions, which is really nice. And it's just a great day. And you know the area since it's next to Camp Hayastan, how beautiful it is out there. So with that, I'm in for some Manuel. Enjoy. Some do man hit, yeah, look What's going on with me and dates, but I missed the Sukkot dinner. I went right over it. Wednesday, June 13th. Mark your calendars. Wednesday, June 13th, the Ladies Guild of Saints Vartanan Church is hosting a Sukkot dinner. Wednesday, June 13th, 6 o'clock, 1149 Restaurant, East Greenwich, honoring Gatto Bargamian and his mother, Pearl Bargamian, Cynthia Cockett and her mother, Margaret Goodwin. Remember, this is in remembrance. Dolores and Justin and her sister, Gloria Bogosian. Mary Firmanian and her sister, Queenie Firmanian Haboyan. Stacy Khachadurian and her father, John Bayan. They're honoring, remember. Karen Unsworth and her mother, Beatrice Khoshmatian. RSVP by June 1st, Shoshanik Akjayan, 401-729-8505, or Liz Kapoyan, 401-353-2213. With your meal, choice of chicken marsala, grilled beef tips, or haddock. All meals served with salad, potatoes, asparagus, coffee, tea, and dessert. Tickets are $40 per person. Please make your checks payable to the Ladies Guild of St. Vartanans Church by June 1st. And this is, again, the Sukkot dinner, Wednesday, June 13th. Alrighty. With that, let's go to June 25th. I can't believe I did that. It is the golf tournament at St. Sag and St. Mesrub Church. Mark your calendars, and we don't have very many details on that yet, but it's going to be held like it has been at the Cranston Country Club in Cranston, Rhode Island, and it is June 25th, golf tournament, St. Sag, St. Mesrub. We'll give you more details when I get them. I haven't even seen a flyer yet for it. It's not on the church's website yet. So with that, that takes us pretty much... No, you know what? I am horrible. I'm in a bad sauna, bad. Hissany Grove, Dinner and Social, Sunday, June 10th. I don't even have my backup music for this one. Forgive me, Hissanyxies. Hissany Grove, Rehoboth is the place for a dinner and social, Sunday, June 10th. Full course, Chema dinner, served at 2 o'clock. I promise I will be more put together next Sunday. Le Medjun dinner is available for those who don't want Chema. Children's menu also available. For more information or make your reservations, call Louise, 944-2218, 944-2218. Or you can call Krista, 942-3477 by June 3rd. And again, this event, Sunday, June 10th in the afternoon, 2 o'clock. We'll see you at Hissany Grove, June 10th. Alrighty. With that, we're going to Sona Avagyan.
Oh,
that, we'd like to announce St. Vatsanans Church is having Bible Camp once again. And they've been doing it for the last 3 years. I believe this is the fourth year running. It takes place from Monday, July 9th through Friday, July 13th. Bible Camp at St. Vatsanans Church will offer the youth the opportunity to learn more about our Lord and grow closer to Him in a relaxed and fun setting. And it will be fun. Through a combination of arts and crafts, games, field trips, singing, and daily prayer, children will form new friendships and strengthen existing friendships as they explore the Bible and Jesus' unconditional love for them. The theme of this summer's Bible Camp is Shipwrecked, Rescued by Jesus. During their field trip, they'll have a chance to explore life on a real ship and engage in fun activities that will help the campers better understand how Jesus is always there for them. All of the activities, from arts and crafts to the games, will provide new ways for the campers to relate to the incredible faithfulness of Jesus to us. And this camp is for children between the ages of 4 and 12. Cost for the week-long camp, which will meet from 9 in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is only $60 per child for the whole week. I'm used to $60 a day. $60 for the whole week per child if you register on or before May 31st. If you register after that, it is $75 per child. And if there is a financial burden, please speak to Deadhide about scholarships. This is a great, great environment. The campers have a great time. They have field trips. There's a barbecue, games, singing, and really is a wonderful time that the children can have. Participate in St. Vatsanans Church's Bible Camp, 9 to 3 daily, ages for 1 week only, and this does get sold out. Sign up early, call the church office at St. Vatsanans Church and put in your child's spots, reserve that spot for them. Okay, and I'll do some more music, more picnic music, or let's see. Love, Roger. Anyway, the Ladies Guild of St. Vatsanans Church of Providence presents the High Summer Night Crown Plaza Hotel Saturday, July 14th. Tickets are $55 for the dinner dance. Dance only after 8 o'clock, $35. Your choice of either chicken masala or Boston baked scrod. 50-50 cash raffle. Entertainment with Onik Dingjan, Khachi Kazarian, Ara Dingjan, Bruce Jagarjan, and Rafi Masoyan. For dinner and ticket reservations, call Joyce Bagdasarian, 434-4467, 434-4467. And it's going to be a great time Saturday, July 14th. Alrighty, and the following weekend, watch out, it's the AYF Gala. For more information, go to ayfgala.org. I'll say it again, ayfgala.org. It's the 85th celebration of the AYF. It's an anniversary gala taking place Saturday, July 21st at the Crown Plaza in Warwick. Cocktail hour will begin at 5, dinner served 6 to 8, and then the celebration is 8 to 11. Entertainment is with Khachi Kazarian, Michael Kazarian, Rafi Masoyan, Dave Hoplamajan, Michael Gostanian, Christopher Vospigian, and Aram Hovagimian. And AYF After Hours Party, you know they got to have an After Hours, takes place at Aruga's right across the street in Warwick. For tickets, like I said, please go to the AYFgala.org and get your tickets. And if you do it by May 26th, you have a early bird deal. But again, May 26th, get your reservations in. Now that is the 21st of July. The following day, Sunday, July 22nd, it's a picnic. Let's get my picnic music back up. I'm running out of town, so I got to tell you about it. AYF Picnic Camp, Hayastan, July 22nd, starts from 12 to 5, chicken lush and shish kebab dinners. We'll see you at Camp Hayastan for a picnic. July 22nd. Before you know it, it's AYF Sports Olympics and going on in Philly. Just go on AYF Olympics and Google it and you'll get more information about it. But also in September, we have Saturday, September 29th for the Mogadishu Ensemble. It's a benefit, the 7th annual benefit dance, proceeds to benefit the Syrian Armenian Relief Fund. And this dance takes place in Worcester. It's the many churches of Worcester County. The Holy Trinity, Armenian Choir of our Church of Our Savior, Armenian Church of Martyrs, Sup Asvazadzin. So all those churches, they come together and they have a tremendous dance. And it's only $35 in advance, $45 at the door. Donation includes deluxe meze, coffee and dessert, cash bar. And the local favorite, the entertainment is provided by Mark Der Mogadishu, Kevin Magarian, Arthur Shingris, special guest artists Greg Krikorian and George Regalis. And again, this takes place in September, September 29th. We'll give you more info as we get closer to 7th annual. And with that...
Asmeyim tu inzaraç telernayim ah birestu siru sirdi ukarodi areva vara ham purestu yevaj beseim sirelis tu im sirdis gragavajva te vorgiam kme khngali Linisiru arev karnam Yevaj beseim sirelis Tu im sardis gragavajva Te vorgian kme khngali Linisiru arev karnam Iskelima asumesins ambod mral yermigestu moranalu axirenis voratjergni asignestu yevaj beseim sirenis tu im sardis gragavajva te vorgian kme khngali Linisiru arev karnam vajt besim sirenis, tu im sërdis grag vajva, te vorgjan këme këngani, lini siro, arev karnan, lini siro, arev karnan, lini siro, arev karnan.
As Dad always says, Urach Atzur, Gurach Anas. Remember, we are pre-recorded, so I will talk about the Knights of Artan Armenian Radio Hour celebration next Sunday. But as Dad always says, Urach Atzur, Gurach Anas. Making you happy makes me happy. Pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan, heard every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian, for keeping us all entertained on the internet. You can hear all of our shows on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. I'm all choked up. What can I say? I think that's about it. Happy Sunday. Enjoy the day.